This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Aaron from Tacoma is. Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
It's Aaron's first time, you guys, so I'm rooting for Aaron.
Virgin.
Yes. Oh, let's go. Beat let's Migs pop it. Virgin.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be.
What fast food restaurant slogan is finger licking good?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Correct. What Marvel nation does Black Panther take place?
Pass.
What All I Want for Christmas Is You singer recently lost her mother and sister on the same day?
Pass.
Sound navigation and ranging is better known as what acronym?
Can you repeat that?
Sound navigation and ranging is better known as what acronym?
I have no clue. Pass.
What is the Mets in New York Mets short for?
Metropolitan.
Correct. Until 1972, Kentucky was part of what U.S. state?
South Carolina?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Georgia.
No. Despite having fly in their name, fireflies are actually what type of insect?
Then a bee, a wasp, a hornet?
No. I thought you were going to say it when you said bee. You just need the till on the end.
Oh!
Aaron, you dropped a deuce.
I know.
Oh, you know, for a second there, I thought you were going to be number one, but you know, you got two.
Number one in my heart.
Number one in all of our hearts. We're still rooting for you. I wouldn't bet anything on it, but you know, inside I'm rooting for you, Aaron.
Man, walking into a buzzsaw over here.
I mean, there's always a chance. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What fast food restaurant slogan is finger licking good?
KFC.
Yes. What Marvel nation does Black Panther take place?
Wakanda.
Correct.
Forever.
What All I Want for Christmas Is You singer lost her mother and sister on the same day?
Dude, I just saw that. Mariah Carey?
Correct.
That's awful.
Sound navigation and ranging is better known as what acronym?
Way to bring the room down, Sarah. Sonar.
Wow, yes. What is the Mets in New York Mets short for?
The Metropolitans.
Correct. Until 1972, Kentucky was part of what U.S. state?
Louisiana?
No.
Alabama?
No.
Arkansas?
No. Despite having fly in their name, fireflies are actually what type of insect?
They are arachnids.
No?
I don't know.
What? I don't know either.
What kind of... They are... they're birds.
No.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes.
No. Which actress was Brad Pitt still married to when he started dating Angelina Jolie?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
Wrong.
Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Fallon.
Correct. The first Subway restaurant opened in what decade?
I'm going to go with the 70s.
No.
60s?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Steve, it doesn't matter, though, because you got 7 correct, which is a big win, 7-2.
Oh, man.
Aaron, try again, though.
I guess I'll start watching Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Get some studies
in. Just got to regroup. I don't know if Jeopardy's going to help, because I suck at Jeopardy, but I'm okay at this. I think you got to like pay attention. More like, are you smarter than a fifth grader or something along those lines?
Yeah. Because I watch Jeopardy, and I can't use any of that.
Even college Jeopardy,
Team Jeopardy,
it's bad.
Even I'm Team Jeopardy's hard.
I wouldn't win in Team Jeopardy. I'm positive of that.
Anytime I do get a question right in Jeopardy, though, I think I'm like... brilliant.
There are times where there's like a category that I'm like in for, and I'm like, can this category never end? I feel so smart. And then they switch to like math, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is why I would never go on Jeopardy.
Never. Until 1972, Kentucky was part of what U.S. state?
Tennessee?
Virginia.
Virginia.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't either.
Despite having fly in their name, fireflies are actually what type of insect? Aaron said bee, but the answer was beetle.
Beetles.
I didn't know that either. And the first Subway restaurant opened in the 60s. Congratulations on winning.
Thank you.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo, and it's happening October 13th at the Showair Center in Kent with Godsmack and Hailstorm. And tickets are on sale now. Costumes are not required, but they are encouraged. And Sarah already has some ideas for our show, so I'm getting excited.
I'm getting nervous.
You are?
What are you thinking?
I had a dream, a legit dream, you guys, that we showed up at the Hullabaloo as Hooters waitresses. I don't know why. I don't know why. With the orange and the leotard and the tights.
Cleavage.
Yes. That would be my dream if we all were Hooters servers.
Do we put wigs on these guys?
Oh, yes.
Full drag.
Why can't I be a bald Hooters girl?
You could.
Thank you.
I think you might look nice with some blonde ringlets, though.
I do, too. I got push-up bras for you guys as well, if needed.
Get those Halloween Hullabaloo tickets secured at KISW.com. Is the lead singer of a popular pop-punk band going to be the new lead singer of Linkin Park?
Oh, let's find out, right?
Well, we have some audio of this person singing with the band, and you're going to hear what it sounds like after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Fans are speculating that it might just be Derek Whibley, the frontman of Sum 41, as Linkin Park's new frontman.
Crazy.
So crazy. And this actually would not be the first time, though, that he has performed with the band. Back when they did the Chester Bennington tribute show in 2017, he joined the band to perform Catalyst, and we have a clip from that performance.
Like, I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's too close to Chester, and I think it's the problem that I have with, like, that's, I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday about William Duvall from Alice in Chains. What I love about William Duvall is that he sounds nothing like Layne Staley. The only reason why he has an Alice in Chains vibe is because, well, Jerry has such a distinguishable voice that it works really well together, and that's, I feel like Linkin Park has that same opportunity because you still have Mike Shinoda, so you're going to still have that Linkin Park sound. Like, he's still going to carry, like, the rapping side. Derek just sounds like almost like he's so close to sounding like Chester Bennington, but not close enough.
Yeah, well, he just doesn't have the same power.
Like, again, I don't hate it.
No, same kind of vibes, similar style, but I don't think he has the same power, and I think people will give him a hard time about that.
But on the flip side, like, if he's buddies with them, they're all happy and they're having a good time, I don't give a crap. Like, go ahead and tour. Write new music. Like, that's not going to bother me. If I don't like it, I just won't go see it and I won't buy the records. But maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah, this is the path and the choice the band makes, then more power to them. And all this speculation has, you know, come to light because Linkin Park's countdown will expire tomorrow. And also tomorrow, there's supposed to be some sort of an announcement from Sum 41. They've been teasing some future plans for Derek Whibley. So,
okay, this sounds a little not so coincidental then. What do you think, Danny? You're a big pop punk guy. Derek is the front man of Linkin Park.
I'm torn. I'm really torn because, like, you know, like I look at Emo Night as like a kind of a catalyst of like all of this. And it's one of those things of like Linkin Park is huge. Sum 41's huge. And they could, when they, we play both of those like artists, it's well received, you know.
One's huger, even if that's not a word.
For sure. But I look at it and I'm like, you know, I just kind of, it kind of bums me out that they're ending Sum 41 and then he's just immediately going to go to another popular band.
Because it's like when you break up with a girl, next thing you know, you're already hanging out and banging another girl.
Apparently. Yeah, that's a great call, Steve. I didn't think of it that way, but...
And we always say bands are like relationships, so why wouldn't it be any different? He already had someone on the bench, and it's Linkin Park.
I just think that Sum 41's going to be back in like 5 to 6 years.
Well, yeah, when Linkin Park doesn't work out
exactly,
for him.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be one of those things like, oh, you know what? He's not going to be well-received. And then 5 years, you're like, well, I guess Sum 41 should just get back together, and then they'll go on tour.
This kind of reminds me of when Chester, oddly enough, joined Stone Temple Pilots. And it was like, again, it was like, it's so close. And I get what they're doing, but he couldn't sing like Scott Weiland. So it's kind of funny that now here we are doing this. We do have audio, though, of Sum 41 at a festival when they decided to cover Linkin Park's Faint with Mike Shinoda. And he jumped up on stage with Sum 41. And I have to say, I think this sounds a lot better than the song that we just heard. Like this feels a little bit more passable.
Yeah.
Right?
Big day tomorrow. Big day.
I don't think Linkin Park fans are going to be happy with Derek taking over them.
One texture, and I agree with this person, we played a little bit of it yesterday, and if you haven't heard it, someone said that chick that sang with Mike Shinoda doing Bleed It Out, I think she should be the singer. And that's, this. I mean, to me, this is the person. Her name's Bonnie Fraser. She sings in a band called Stand Atlantic. And it's different, but it still works.
That's absolutely.
I think Linkin Park fans would much rather this than Chester version 2.
Yeah. 2 days in a row, I got the chicken skin, the goosebumps.
But, I mean, it's up to the band, of course. I mean, whatever. If they're homies with Derek and that's something that they want to do and they want to get back on the road and just celebrate their music that they wrote, I'm not going to be like, no, go F yourselves.
More power to them. It's their choice.
But I would much rather that version.
Same. Well, there is one band that many people would like to see call it quits, and that is Motley Crue. And this,
is Vince Neil going to become the new lead singer of Linkin Park?
Oh, my God, please not now.
Oh, I'd pay money to see that show.
It would be called a train wreck is what it would be called.
And I'd pay a lot of money for that.
This is mainly because of a recent cover that Motley Crue just released. So, of course, we're going to have to go straight to the comments about it at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Motley Crue announced a 3-song EP titled Cancelled.
Edgy.
And lately, they've been playing the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right live. This has been going on for a couple of years now. So they decided to record it. This is what it sounds like.
Tommy, 6, 5, let's make some noise.
Oh, boy.
It makes me cringe so hard.
Oh, boy. Are we ready to kick it? Is everybody here ready to kick it?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll kick it for Sarah.
Kick it.
What the hell can I kick it with that?
Kick it.
Kick it.
They're all very talented at their instruments. Especially Tommy, man. He's such a good drummer.
You gotta fight for your right.
Is Vince talented at his? I mean,
there was once a time.
There was once a time, yeah, when he was 20.
Maybe 25 even.
Kick it.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you know, I bet live it's a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
As you can imagine, the comment section is absolutely roasting Motley Crue for this one. Oh. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a few comments on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. We sent them to our production director, Jason. We said, hey, Jason, kick it.
Oh, no.
And help us illustrate just how angry people get over the dumbest stuff. Because it is really stupid. Who cares? Like, they're having fun. They put out a song. But people are losing their minds on social media about it. Are you ready for your first comment about the new Motley Crue song?
Kick it.
Kick it.
I'd rather listen to Corey Feldman do a 15-minute guitar solo than ever listen to this again.
That's saying a lot, because the Corey Feldman guitar solo is...
There's something.
Yeah, it's there.
It's entertaining.
There. At their age, they don't have to fight for their right to party. They have to fight to stay awake to party.
In all fairness, we did when we interviewed Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil, especially Nikki looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously have a good skincare regimen.
I mean, Vince didn't look bad either, but next to, like, we thought Nikki was John 5 for a second on the Zoom call.
Who's considerably younger.
At least 20 years younger.
Yeah.
I think. I could probably be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he's about 20 years younger. Yeah. So, I mean, props to him for that. I don't know how late he could stay up at night, though.
God, I hope Mick isn't laughing too hard. He must be so glad he is out of the band.
You know, you say that, but they made some questionable cover decisions back even when they were young and more edgy and more... Because for me, if you don't mind, when I was a younger kid, I was a massive Motley Crue fan. Love Shout at the Devil. I thought they were just such... they were just like this really dangerous sounding band. All their songs were kind of raw and punky. And then they came back with the Theater of Pain record. And I remember watching MTV Headbangers Ball and being like, oh, we've got new Motley Crue. And it was a cover song, and it was this. And young Steve and adult Steve right now hated this cover.
Really?
This is so cheesy. It's so cheesy.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool or edgy about that version of... So, I mean, as much as we want to give, like, Motley Crue a hard time right now and be like, Vince, I mean, Mick Mars would be losing his mind if they covered it. I'm like, they covered trash before.
Yeah. It's not great.
No.
It's also, not their finest work.
Real quick, he's only 10 years younger than
10 years.
Mickey Sixx.
Oh, man, John 5's looking like he's aged a little bit.
Thanks, Motley Crue. My granny, who's been confined to a wheelchair for over a decade, straight up got up, walked over to me, and slapped my phone out of my hand. Hashtag Motley Miracle.
See, there's something good about the song.
That's funny. And we have one more comment about the Motley Crue cover of the Beastie Boys classic, Fight for Your Right to Party.
One word. Yikes.
I do love the word yikes.
Yikes as a comment is always great.
Oh, it's the best.
So anyone here like that version?
No.
No.
I mean, but the thing is, I don't have to listen to it. You can make choices in life. You know? Don't listen. Even though he is... Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do any more.
One more time?
No, that's
no,
it.
No.
Even though he is no longer with us, O.J. Simpson is still doing some weird stuff. We're going to tell you what's trending after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is so much information circulating every single day when it comes to the world of pop culture, and that can be taxing.
Yes.
To try to make sense of it all. So that's why we are here to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
O.J. Simpson's cremated remains have been turned into jewelry for his kids, and they've all got a piece of it now. Four kids.
Not weird at all.
This includes Sydney and Justin. They were both under the age of 10 when their mom, Nicole Brown Simpson, was murdered. They're both now in their 30s.
Wow.
Did anybody check with them to see if they want this? I don't know. I don't know what their opinion is on O.J. I haven't kept tabs on what, like, the kids think, but that's got to be one of the most traumatic, not got to be, it is the most traumatic thing that's ever happened in their lives. Do they want an O.J. earring?
I mean, I can't imagine that would be a precious metal for them. I really can't.
So weird. Us wrestling fans, unfortunately, are mourning the loss of a guy by the name of Sid Udy. He was, for you old school wrestling fans, you remember him back in the 80s. He was quite the star. Sid Justice, Sid Vicious. Then he went by Psycho Sid. I showed Taryn a picture and video of him. He's just, I mean, basically, you look up, like, what do wrestlers look like on steroids? I think this is that guy. Like, he's just massive.
He's a beefy boy.
Beefy dude. Died sadly at the age of 63 after battling cancer. His son, Gunner, announced the news, expressing obviously big sorrow from his family, and they're all bummed about it. The guy had a lot of love for his family. I think he even stopped doing the wrestling thing so he could spend more time with his family, but he was just known for being intimidating, muscles on top of muscles. But what I loved about him, and it's a weird tribute, but I think we get a good laugh and enjoy some of, like, his classic moments when he was just unintentionally funny on the microphone when the mic was live when he was a wrestler, because there was one moment where he was trying to, like, talk mean trash to somebody, and, well, it kind of backfired.
But you know and I know that you're only half the man that I am. And I have half the brain that you do.
I don't think he meant to say that. Don't think he meant to say. And it's so great because they cut to the wrestlers that he's talking trash to, and they're just hunched over laughing like, Or another great moment when he thought he was pre-taping something only to find out that it was live.
Sid, I've got a question for you. We all know that you can bring the heavy offense, but there are a lot of skeptics that think that perhaps you can't take it, that you can't take the punishment that Diesel will give you tonight. How do you address those skeptics?
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
And I don't know, how faint of heart are you?
Like, I'm not going to pass out like you.
Okay, well, if you look him up, he has truly the most gnarly leg break in all of wrestling.
Are you going to show it to me?
Do you want to see it?
Okay.
No. Sarah, do you want to see it? Okay, if you just look up Sid Vicious Breaks Leg on YouTube, you'll see it. It is one of the most horrifying things. Whether or not you're a wrestling fan, I think it's going to make you just cringe. So he's jumping off the rope.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
His leg just snaps in half, and then it's just dangling.
Oh, God, then they show it's
dangling.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
Right?
Wow. I'm going to have that in my mind now forever.
I've had that in my mind since the late 80s.
Ooh, you're like, it's not supposed to go that way.
No. Yikes.
I've never seen a break like that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think anybody was totally shocked by this, but Oasis announced that they are getting back together. This was after a 15-year rift, and then they started teasing it a couple days ago. Noel and Liam Gallagher have patched things up. Everything's going to be okay. So the... They posted a tweet saying, quote, The guns have fallen silent. The stars have aligned. The great wait is over. Come see. It will not be televised. End quote. It's a 14-show stadium tour across the UK and Ireland, and I believe the tickets go on sale this Saturday. People are already expecting that the ticket sale process is going to be a complete disaster.
It's going to be insane. Because, I mean, they're like, people like them here, but over there, they are like, they are like the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be very exciting. Do you think that they'll maybe expand and come to the States?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. As long as they don't beat each other up. I mean, that's the joke, is like, go see them on one of the earlier shows, because you just don't know if you're going to be spending all that money and they're going to implode. But, yeah, I think if this tour goes well and they're able to keep each other at bay and not, like, get pissed off at each mm-hmm. other, of course, they could make so much money over here.
For sure. Well, speaking of beatings, how would you like to beat Steve Miggs? He is currently 234 wins, 70 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.